or Iraq agent to retire. Moses says in Dibra Maskel, the time alone, will the Fichach Tzarek Lizar Sheed Mesir Bashas the Sina Haget. You always have to be careful that there's Eidim Mesir upon the Get is given over. The Inu Parsi, because those are the Eidim that are Kores. The Lekka Shom Eidim Mesirah, Eidim Megureshas. If Eidim Mesirah would not be there, the it wouldn't be a Gerishim. Afagatika Eidim Chasima, even though there are Eidim Chasima. The only purpose of the Eidei Chasima are that if the Eidei Mesira die, where they go to Medina Sayyam, that they can get married due to Eidei Chasima, the Mistama Behechsher Naseh. So this is a very, very interesting term, Mistama Behechsher Naseh. Mistama Behechsher Naseh. Are the Ezra Shlomo here?
Yeah.
Oh, good, okay. So what here he says the mistama behechsher nasa, mistama behechsher nasa. John, there's a spot
Eli.
Eli's sitting here. Okay, stay there. So here you go. You can jump straight into the hot seat. No. You got your stuff right there. From the fire to the pan, the pan to the fire. Okay. So it says like this. He says mistama behechsher nasa, mistama behechsher nasa. That we assume that if there are Eidei Chasima, then it was done behechsher. So that really requires a lot of explanation. What's difficult in Tosis when he says Bistama behechsher nasa? What would be difficult about that line? Bistama behechsher nasa? What would be difficult about that line? Yes, Yosef? Right, as we've delineated in the past, Tzarech Iyun Gadol. What does Tosis mean over here? I think what we're going to do is leave that Havana for a while. What does Tosis mean? Bistama behechsher nasa. Tosis says that if you're going to have Eidei Chasima, then we could assume that the get was given the kashrus. What's difficult with that, Yosef, again? What's difficult with that?
How do we know that it was before Eidei Mesirah?
Right, at the end of the day, all you know is that it was given with what? All you know is that it was given... It was signed. So what do you have, what information do you have when it was signed? All the information you have was that the Baal instructed a sofer, and they aimed them sign on that, but you don't know that it was given b'kashrus. So these words of Tosas, mistama behechsher nasa, that becomes a big, big issue. Now, Tosas brings two rayas. Tosas brings two rayas, to his opinion. We are going to leave Tosis's two rayas till after we do the riff and the ran. But just remind me to make sure we've discussed them already in the past. I think we said them out already in the past. But we'll come back to them be'ezer Hashem shortly. But this is a tzarech iyun gadol. What does Tosis mean? Bistama behechsher nasa. By the way, who takes a stab at that issue that you saw today? Did you see someone who took a stab at that? Excellent. Good, Yosef Chaim. Good. Excellent. The Ran is going to take a stab at that line in Tosas, but we're not going to have a full Havana. We're not going to have a full Havana in that until later on in the week, Be'ezer Hashem. Okay. So this is the Shita of the Bali Tosas. The Riff, as you saw yesterday with Rav Yoel Shlita, disagrees. Says the Riff, Umehod Nami Shamina. So Rav Yoel pointed out astutely that this Umeha Nami is the Rif combining together two psakim of the Rif on the Sugyan Peva. And the two psakim that he's combining together is, number one, in my edition it's Kevavama base. By the way, when I say Kevavama base, everybody knows you can find it on your edition as well, in the Oz V'Hadar Gemaras, because it says right underneath, where it says Hamigarish Perik Shi and Gittin in the Ran, it gives another set of numbers, and that's the Yerzaydah's Gemara. That's what he's quoting from. So, number one, he says, I'm Menvav on the base. The Rif says, I'm Menvav on the base. Number one, he had Paskin like Rebbe Lazar. He Paskins like Rebbe Lazar. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rav, Halach, Rebbe Lazar, and Gittin. As well as, he Paskins above that like the Shita of Rav. Where he says, Amar Rav, Dafak Sav Yodo Ve'ein, Avak Sav Sofer Ve'ein, Ein Havlad Kosher. So those are the two psakim, as Rav Yoel pointed out, that the Rif is coming from. And he says the following, Umeha, and from these two psakim, Nami Shaimina. We're now on the top of Mem Zayin of the Beis in the Vilna edition. Umeha Nami Shaimina Delov Beinam Eidim Misira Heicha Deika Eidim Kasima. And from here, we hear that you don't need Eidim Misira where there are Eidim Kasima. The Rabu the Amar in Nisei's Beida, because of we also pass them the Shita Rav. That if it's Nisei's Beida, Uksav Yidei Sofer. So you don't have two Eidim. Shavlad Mamzer, because we don't consider the Yidei the Ksav Sofer as an Eid. Vuhu Amar, and he also paskin Halach Rabbi Elazar begin. Begins the Rif's analysis. V'iz Sal Kedaita, Ba'inam Eidei Mesira Hechadik Eidei Kasim. If when we paskin like Rabbi Elazar, we're saying that in all cases you need Eidei Mesira, even where you have Eidei Kasima, you need Eidei Mesira. Hashda hecha deleka eidei chasima klap. Where there are no eidei chasima, vafilu eidechad machshirav. In a case of where you have an eid echad, where there are no eidei chasima, rav is machshir. Hecha deika eid echad v'eidei mesira pasul. If there's going to be an Eid Echad with an Eid Mesira, it's going to be a puzzle. V'havale ha-vlad mamzer. Then the vlad will come out to be a mamzer. What are we saying? According to Rav, what's the case? When we say that you have one Eid, that's going to be puzzle. So now, if we're talking about that there's no Eid Mesira, so then I understand. If there's no Eid in Mesira, then Rav is coming to tell us that Ksav Sofer Ve'eid is going to be possible. However, if we're going to say there is Eid in Mesira, unto Eid Echad Migarea Gora Mehecha Deleka Eid Klal? So what's the case of Rav talking about? Was Rav talking about where there were Eid in Mesira or no Eid in Mesira? Says the Rif, it's Pashut that he was talking about where there was no Eidei Mesira. That's obvious, because if there's Eidei Mesira, why should there be a problem that there was only one Eid that was signed? If the halacha is that everybody agrees, and this is open to no debate, everybody agrees that when you have Eidei Mesira alone, according to Rabbi Elazar, the get is kosher. That everybody agrees with. So now, Otu Eid Echon Migarea Gora. So then it must be, then what are we talking about in the case of Rav? Midapostle Rav, Eid Echad. The Rav says that's going to be possible where there is Eid Echad. Umachsher, and when does he say it's kosher? Hechadika Eid Mesira. Afiluleka Eid Echad. And he says that's kosher with all Eid Mesira. How do we know that? Because we pass like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin. When we say that Rabbi Elazar holds that by, we pass like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin, that means that all you need is Eidei Mesira. Oh, so Shaiminon, so then we see the high deposit Eid Echad, Heichad Lak Eidei Mesira. Where there is Eidei Mesira, it's going to be kosher. Where there is no Eidei Mesira, then one Eid is going to be possible. Now what's the deal? Concludes the Rif. V'iika b'chasima shnei eidim. So what was Rav inferring? Rav, when he said one eid is possible, is indicating to us that one eid is going to be possible. But what if it's two eidim? Instead of ksav sofer, you had a kosher eid. Then certainly shnei eidim b'chasher. V'afagav d'lek eidim esira. So we have two psakim in the Rif. One psak is, according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Mesira is enough. The other psak is that Rav says that if you have one Eid Chasima, it's going to be possible. Now, if we already know that Eidei Mesira are kosher based on the second psak that we follow Rabbi Elazar, that all you need is Eidei Mesira, then what's the case of Rav? Rav's case can't be that there are Eidei Mesira. Because then, of course, the halach is the get that there was get kosher if there was an Eid Mesira. Because in the second psak, we know that all you need is Eid Mesira. So what must be the case of Rav? The Rav is saying, but if you only have one eight chasima and the other is pasul, then the get is going to be pasul. Wait a second. Are two eight chasima kosher? Let's say you didn't have ksav sofer. It must be that the chiddush is that ksav sofer is a problem. But two eidim are going to be fine. Says the Rif. So from here we see the way the world says this is af eidim masira karsi. In fact, there are some who go back and change the girsa in the Gemara. That when we say we pass in with Rebbe Lazar, we say af eidim masira. There are also eidim masira. Not only eidim chasima, but also eidim masira. And this is the Rif's diuk, that once we pass in like Rav, then when Rav must be talking about a case where there were no Eidei Chasima. If he was talking about a case of where there were no Eidei Mesira, and he says when there's no Eidei Mesira, one Eid is going to be possible at Ksav Sofer. Mashma to Eidei Markasher. Zet Min Azvas. What do we see from here? We see from here that all we need is Eidei Chasima if you don't have Eidei Mesira. This is the first Raya of the Rif. Questions? Yes.
I think yesterday Bill told us. He said that like Eidei Chasima Chalal, a few Eidei Chad. Rabbi Yehuda broke it up. Bill Yeshua explained to us that he said he felt that you don't have any Eidei Chasima at all, not even an Eidei Chad. Which, when you read along the Rif, it makes a lot. I think it makes a lot of sense because the next line would be redundant.
I know. Rav Yola and I had that discussion before. You could read it either way you'd like, whichever way you feel. You feel more comfortable, I'm fine. Continues the Rif. V'hainu diktani. Now the Rif says, based on this, we have an understanding, she'ein ha'edim chosmin ala get, elu mepnei tikuna olam. That when the edim sign on the get, we learned it's mepnei tikuna olam. Now how do you define what those words mean? She'ein ha'edim, that's the Mishnah. That says, what that means is, if you have on a get, only Eide Chasima. If you don't have Eide Chasima on a get, and it was only given with Eide Mesira, Zimnin de Maisi Eide Mesira. There are times that the Eide Mesira are going to come, and they'll come and they'll protest. Hilkach. Died. Nachon. Zimni demai say the Messiah. Thank you. Zimni demai say the Messiah. Since there'll be times that the Messiah will die. Thank you. Vaasi balu ma'aru makalkel. And the Baal will come and say that the get is possible. Hilkach dekinu. Therefore, there was a takana. Shiua edim chosman the get. That the edim should sign on the get. The Asi Baal Uma'arer Mafkile Ligita Umekaima Labe De Chasima Vedachile. So we have a takana that you have Aiden that sign on the get in order to prevent from Irur. Okay, so right now there's no Raya yet in the Rif. Right now the Rif is just saying, I'm going to explain to you Shein Aiden Chosman Al Get. And that is that if the Aiden Mesira die, so then in such a case, then you still have Eide Chasima. Now the Rif is going to bring his proof that his Shita against the Bali Tosas of Af Eide Mesira, that Eide Chasima could work as well, not like the Bali Tosas, he's going to bring a Raya from this Halacha. V'iz Sal Kedaita Delo Sagilam Eide Chasima. And if you're going to say that Eide Chasima don't work alone, El Adik Eide Mesira, my tikuna olam ika. How are you improving things? Even if you're going to be mekayim to get with Eide Chasima, lechush dilma lo isyayiv lei be'Eide Mesira. We should be afraid that it wasn't given with Eide Chasima. Ela badai kol eicha diik Eide Chasima lo b'inan Eide Mesira. But any time that you have Eide Chasima, you don't need Eide Mesira. V'chol heicha diika Eide Mesira, lo b'inan Eide Chasima, de b'chad min ayusagi. So the Rif proves from this halacha of Tikkun HaOlam. I read the words I translated. You tell me what the Rif's proof is. What's the Rif saying over here? Joe, I was on autopilot, and I translated the word Demaisi wrong. Demaisi in Aramaic could sometimes mean bring. I was two steps ahead of myself. Let's think about the next step. Yeah, well, what's this raya over here in the Rif? What's this? What's the Rif's second raya? Who can tell me what the Rif's second raya is? Yes, Yaakov Tzvi?
That if we have any Chatima in a time where we don't have any Mesira, it has to be the Karti because they don't tell us anything about the Mesira. It has to be they themselves are Karti.
How? I haven't heard you say how they're going to be Karti.
The Chatima don't tell us anything about the Mesira, of the Shur.
Okay.
It says we're relying on them to make the one during year, or must be relying on their karti.
Okay. Says the Rif, Rebbe Gamliel said you could use the Eidei Chasima as a backup. By the way, that in itself is not a raya at all. A backup is fine. Even the Bali Tosas will say you could use it as a backup. But says the Rif, I don't understand how they're going to serve as a backup. The only way they could serve as a backup is if they themselves would be Kores. Why? Because if you all, the Eidei Chasima, are not Karsi, so then how do you know that the get was given over the Eidei Mesira? If you're of the opinion that the only thing that's Kores is Eidei Mesira, then having Eidei Chasima on the get shouldn't prove that there was a gerushin. So the only way it's going to serve as a takana is if you say Eidei Chasima are also Karsi. So then you have it as a backup because it was already Kores. Rabosai, this is a strong raya. How Tosis is going to answer the first raya? That would be an interesting question. I'd like you to work on that. I'd like to hear what you have to say. Who can tell me what Tosis is going to say to the second raya? Everybody's clear that the Bali Tosis disagree, and they hold that according to Rabbi Eliezer, only Eidei Mesira Karsi. What's Tosis going to say to this? Yes, Eloy? Beautiful. Tosis is going to say this mysterious words, Mistama Be'Hakshir Nasa. Okay. We don't know exactly what that means. We got to go deeper and deeper. Sometimes, John, it takes a little bit of time before we're going to get to the Omek Hadvarim. We can't get full Havana at once. First, we have to make sure that we have the words clear, know what we know what we don't know, and then, as we go deeper in the sugya, then we'll have better Havana. Continues the Rif. Elamihu hani mili bidyevet. But this only applies bidyevet. Rabosai, you could read this Rif, Tafyomi style, like a Shulchan Aruch, that what the Rif is doing is, the Rif is saying, you should know the halacha is that this is only bidyevet. That bidyevet, Eidei Chasima are also Karsi. Who can tell me why the Rif is doing more than just telling us this halacha right now? Why did the Rif mention at this moment, Elamiyu Hani Mili bidyevet? Why did he say it right now? Is it just that halacha, this is Sif Beis, bidyevet? And he just happens to be telling us. Or is there a reason why the Rif specifically now says Elamiyu Hani Mili Bidyevet? And if you didn't say this pshat, then you didn't read the Rif as well as you could have. Yes, Zach? Yes, Zach K. You had to say the first.
I would say that he's saying that even if eating Mesira by itself, you would think it's a deal, but it's not. Even that, we want every best thing is that we
no.
Want both.
No, but I want to know, why is he saying this now? You didn't tell me why he's saying it now. Okay, Zach. The other Zach is the second one. Go ahead.
Because the entire raya he just brought was from the fact that Rabbi Gamliel said that, or Rabbi Elazar quoting him, said that Ain Hayden Pullman...
Beautiful. Okay, I'll finish off. Yes. Beautiful. Excellent. The raya was from Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel, right? Rabbi Gamliel is Misakim. What was Rabbi Gamliel's takana? Rabbi Gamliel's takana was that you could have Eidei Mesira Karsi, he was pointing out, but Eidei Chasim are also Karsi. Oh, both are Koris. As a backup, Reb Gamliel says, don't worry if you didn't have Eidei Mesira, or the Eidei Mesira have died. Don't worry that the Eidei Mesira have died. Don't worry about that, because if you have Eidei Chasim, you're going to be okay. Don't worry about the Eidei Mesira dying. Says the Rif, the only way Rabbi Gamliel makes sense is that Tosis is wrong. The Stam of the Hechsher Nasa doesn't make any sense. Because how do you know what was given over from the Sira? The Eidim. Must be that Eidei Chasim are also Karsi. Rabosai, do the Mishnayis bear this out? Absolutely not. The Mishnayis are closer to the opinion of the Bali Tosis. That Rabbi Eliezer holds Eidei Mesira Karsi. And Eidei Chasim could be used as a proof if you don't have the Eidei Mesira around. Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel was Mesakin as a backup Eidei Chasim. According to the Rif, are Eidei Chasim a backup? No! According to the Rif, there's two tracks. There's a track called Eidei Chasim, and there's a track called Eidei Mesira. To the point that some of the gears saw off Eidei Mesira Karsi. Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Meir. He just says that not only do you have A, you also have B. You have two tracks. So then you could ask Akasha, if that's so, so then why did the Mishnah never formulate in this way? That according to Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't say off Eidei Mesira Karsi in the Mishnayis. There's no tone of that. You got to listen to the tone of the Torah. I can't resist that there was a panel in the Grus Kolo, in the Reitz Kolo. So someone asked about women be answering shaylos. If a woman was very, very learned, Lu Yitzuyer, if a woman's going to be learned, could she answer questions in halacha? So there was a Rav who was a big Talmud Chacham, who gave Maariv Mekomos. That seems that every once in a while that there are times in halacha that we find that women did answer shaylos. So it was my turn. And I pointed out the following. I said, the Maariv Mekomos that this Rav quoted from everything that I know is correct. I don't disagree. But at the end of the day, the Gemara does say, Limatem osam es b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah applies to men and not to women. The Chafetz Chaim writes that there's a requirement today for women to learn the halachas that are shayet to them. Our grand Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, was Mechadesh. Maybe Rav Aaron Kotler didn't agree, but he felt for that reason you're allowed to teach Gemara to women because women are in the intellectual same plane. But Rav Soloveitchik never rejected Chazal. Chazal clearly say that there's a mitzvah for men to be Amel B'Torah, and there's no mitzvah for women to be Amel B'Torah. And therefore, institutionally, it's a davar pasha to me that Chazal, if you just listen to the tone of Chazal, it's a davar pasha that if you listen to the tone, it's clear that man's role of learning Torah and women's role is different. Why that's different? That becomes a separate question. But clearly their roles are different. What's Horah? Horah is when a person has thrown themselves into Torah for 40, 50, 60 years, and they've been Amel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah for 40, 50, 60 years, then a person's Higia LaHorah. You hear younger Rabbeim quoting halachas? That's not even called Horah. What they're doing is they're just saying what a Mishnah Berurah says or quoting their Rabbeim. That's not really Horah. Horah is when a Rav is Machriya about what to do lahalacha. So if that's so then you have to listen to always the tone of Chazal. That's what our Rabbeim emphasized to us, that there's so much that is, there's the four Chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, there's what the Mishnayis and the Gemaras and the Shulchan Aruch say, and then there's the fifth Chedek of Shulchan Aruch, and that is the subtle messages that come out of those four Chalakim. So that's the Mashal, which I think is important. Nachzor l'inyanein, let's come back over here. What are the Mishnayis? What's the tone from the Mishnayis? If you listen carefully to the Mishnayis, the Rif at first glance seems totally wrong. Why? Because if you listen to the tone in the Mishnayis, what you're going to see is clearly the Mishnayis have opinion of Rabbi Meir and they have opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you have Eidei Mesira. Rabbi Meir says you have Eidei Chasima. This idea that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Meir, you're just adding, you don't hear that in the Mishnayis at all. So what's the answer? So that's what the Rif is coming to answer. Zot the Hele the Rif. Elamiu Hani Mili Bidieved. The Rif is saying, I know that if you listen carefully, and you have to listen carefully to the tones of Chazal. By the way, you need a Masorah to teach you what tones are a legitimate tone and what tones are not a legitimate tone. But you need to listen to the tones. Says the Rif, the tones of the Mishnayos are not this way at all. Why? As who was it who said? Because a Lashon is Hiskin Rebbe Gamliel. It's a takana, as Zach said. So it's a takana. If it's a takana, so then in such a case, that would sound like it's not on the same plane, Eidei Chasim, Eidei Mesira. So, and therefore, it would sound like the Bali Tosos that what? Eidei Mesira alone are Karsi, and not Eidei Chasima. So says the Rif, no, you inferred the wrong thing. You didn't make the right inference. The reason why the Mishnayos speak this way is for a different reason. Elamiu hani mili b'di'eved. That's to tell us that Eidei Chasima Karsi is only b'di'eved. Inami d'ishtakhti Eidei Mesira psulim. Or if it turns out the Eidei Mesira are possible, the lo amrina dainesis ishi elaho v'ika Eidei Chasima v'ein shemrin v'aged yotze mitachas yad grushim al ye'inan avu l'chatkila v'inan Eidei Mesira v'heino ikar. Really, with Chatzil, you always going to need Eidei Mesira. She'ena Eidei Chasim al Geto Pnei Tikkun Olam. The only reason why you have Eidei Chasim is like Rebbe Gamliel says, Tikkun Olam. In other words, there are two ways to infer. Now, someone could come along to me and say, "No, that's not what Chazal mean when they say Matem Osam Es Bnechem Lo Bnasechem." But no one's come back to me and said that, because that's a much harder. It's not Hiskin Rebbe Gamliel. It's Bnechem Velo Bnasechem. Now, I happen to be very much into women's learning, but you have to also be honest. It's b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem, despite the fact that I'm into women's learning. So here we go, not so linyane, that's enough. I believe that I won't refer back to it today. Maybe tomorrow night we'll discuss it, but not. So it's on my mind. So what we have over here is the following. What we have over here is the following. What we have is Hiskin Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Gamliel's Takana. So there you could understand it different ways. The simple way, the Rif is Moda, that the simple way of understanding it is Eidei Mesira Karsi and not Eidei Chasima at all. So comes along the Rif. And the Rif is saying, Azay. The Rif says, no, you would have made that inference, but that inference is wrong. The correct inference is that it's a din l'chatchila that you need Eidei Mesira, and that's what the Mishnah is emphasizing, but not to assume that Eidei Chasim are not kairis, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And that's a nuance in the Rif of Miu Hani Mili B'di'evet that you should have noticed. That, well, why is the Rif bringing it in over here? So one way of reading the Rif is that the Rif is just being a Shulchan Aruch, which he was. That's one way. Or the Rif is now asking on himself. At the end of the day, what is his Rebbe Gamliel? So the Rif explains, the only thing that requires more Bayer is what? According to the Rif, that says, the way we're presenting the Rif, maybe the Rif wouldn't agree with this, but the way we're presenting the Rif is that there's two tracks. There is track A, the Mesira's track A, the Chasima. So why is it that the Chatchila b'di'evet? If Eidei Chasima are fine, so then why is it that altogether that you need Eidei Mesira if you hold that there's Eidei Chasima Karsi? So that requires Beir. Why that would be so? That would be a fun question for us to deal with Be'ezer Hashem. Why that should be so according to the Rif. Talk. Yes, John. What was the name that you got at your bris?
Chaim
Yonatan. Is it okay if I refer to you as? I like Chaim. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So we're saying Eidei Chasima Karsi, that's a din on its own?
Eidei Chasima Karsi is a
din. Derabanan on its own?
No, not a din derabanan. Chas v'cholila. Chas v'cholila. It's a din d'oraisa. How could it be a din derabanan? It's a din d'oraisa. The question is, what's the din what's l'chatchil? That's the only din. Yes, Shmuel.
That's a question. If with the second proof, we're showing that Eidei Chasima is the Yevet.
Right.
But the first proof seems to be much more than the first.
Exactly. Oh, with the first proof?
The first proof seems to be much more than they're equal. It's not. It's that it's L'chatchila. That Eidei Chasima is L'chatchila.
Where do you see in the first proof? I don't see anything about L'chatchila.
Didn't say anything, but it seems to be making
the
proof.
Why? I don't see where you could infer anything from the first proof. I disagree. The first proof is just saying that b'di'avad Eidei Chasim would also be kosher. U'meha na'mi shamina from the meha na'mi shamina? The first proof? I don't see it at all.
I don't agree with you.
I don't see where you see the Yisrael, you want to help him out?
No.
Good, okay. I got his hopes up for a second. Yeah, go ahead, Yisrael, go ahead.
How do we know Minatora that Eidei Mesira is Karsi?
That's a great question. That's a great question. Where does it say in the Bible Eidei Mesira Karsi? Where does it say in the Torah Eidei Mesira Karsi? So that's a great question. That question has a tremendous amount of longus that's behind it. That is dependent on some of the issues that we discussed before. We had achronim that addressed it. Some achronim understood that that's davar mimama. In other words, that once the Torah is mechayiv edim from davar, and we learn davar mimama, so then those edim that we're referring to are normally our edim work to be made. And that's the Gemara in Kiddushah on Sanach Hayim Beis. Edim are enough to be made for Mammon, so those Edim that witness would be the same thing for Mesira as well. So that gets into some of the longish issues we discussed in the past. By the way, that brings up, I'm not entirely answering the question, it brings up, some of the Talmidim had a little bit of difficulty with Thursday and Sunday Shir. So some of you, if you were able to come to Yisrael's Chazara Chabal, and you didn't, because there could be some people who weren't able to, for whatever reason, but Yisrael went over it well. But I know the Talmidim were working hard, and it was a hard shear. It happens to be we're going to come back to it, and Bli Nether, when it comes the right time, I'll crunch everything from Thursday and Sunday again. Because the Talmidim that didn't get it were working hard nevertheless, and I will crunch again Thursday and Sunday shear when we come back to it, because we're going to have to come back to it anyhow. So I'll crunch what we've... what we said then. But when you're stuck in a sugya, then come at night to Yisrael's Chazar. He's doing an amazing job. I mean, Yisrael forces me to reformulate certain things that I'm saying. So, I'll just leave it at that. I could say more shvach about how well he does, but I'll leave it just at that. So you take advantage of when he's doing Chazar in direct. I'll take one more question. We gotta cover ground. Both of you didn't get to speak today yet, right? Right? Both of you didn't. You said the right. Okay, so then Shalom. Go ahead.
When you say Hanami Bidiyava, that's also talking about Masir Karti is also by itself. It also Bidiyava.
No. Lav Dafka.
Why are you saying Hanami Bidiyava? It said Bichad Minayu Sagya. One of them was we had one of them be enough. Either one of them would be enough.
That
was
no, Hani Mili, what's the subject? Hani Mili, what? First of all, Rabbi said, you know what? Let's have a Raviol moment. What do the words Hani Mili mean? No. We haven't had enough Raviol moments if you're not answering my question.
These
what are the words Hani Mili?
These words.
Hani Mili, which words? No. What are the words Elamiu Hani Mili? What does it mean? Hanu Mili, these words. What's the subject? Hanu Mili. You see, after a schust of learning with Raviol for 9 years, I realize that sometimes we can stop at these things. What I've gained tremendously from it. What do the words Hani, what are we referring to here? Hanu Mili. Yes, Yasef? No. I don't think that's what Hanu Mili is going on. You want to take crack at that? What does that mean? Say in your own words.
That
Yichasima
works by itself.
Exactly. Right. Elamiu Hanu Mili, this idea, well said Zach. This idea that Eidei Chasim alone will work is only b'diavad. Continue, Rosh Shalom.
Okay. These words are b'diavad.
What's these words? Eidei Chasim working alone.
Wait, so when we say Eidei Chasim, we're talking about Eidei Chasim, not talking about Eidei Chasim.
That's right. That's right. Says Aran. V'haynu diktoni she'ein ha'od Eidim chosven al geto ombrei tukin ha'olam. So that's a quote from the Rav. Havi Yodea, Sherabeinu Ephraim Talmido Cholek Alav. Even the Rav's own student, Rabbeinu Ephraim, disagrees with him. By the way, I am not so familiar with this Rabbeinu Ephraim. There is a very, very famous Rabbeinu Ephraim who's one of the Balei Tosas, Rabbeinu Ephraim in Regensburg. And it's quoted in a few important Tosas and in Shas. But Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud of the Riv, I'm not. I in my ignorance, I'm not familiar with. And Lechura, the Rabbeinu Ephraim in Regensburg, is not the Talmud of the Rib. So I don't know who he's referring to. Have you there, Rabbeinu Ephraim Talmid Cholik Alav? The Omer to Midoraisa, the Chol Duchta, the Rabbi Lazar Savar, Eid in Mitzira Karsi. The Loar Minam Bishum Duchta, Af Eid in Mitzira. Mashma Zafke Eid in Mitzira Kamar. That's exactly his argument. The Velo Ben Al Seichem. Exactly his argument is that you don't hear, there's no tone of this anywhere throughout the Mishnayas. The Hodis Nan Shein Chos Menala Geta Om Pei Tikkun Olam. And this that we say, that the Edom only signed the Gettun to Tikkun HaOlam, Hainu Taima, Mishum, the Kol Hecha, the Ika Ede Chasima, Mistama Amrina, the Be'edim Esir Asa Liyada. That we say that if there's Ede Chasima, Min Astam, Ede Esir are used. Aval Kishayim Sham Ede Chasina, Shchashina Dilma Iyu is Iyi Zayakte, but if there are no Ede Chasima, then we're Choshesh, that she forged it, and that's of course referring to the Bali Tosas. Who are the Bali Tosas? What that? Dalet of an Alf Yoram Askel the Kaimel. So, most important Tosas in here. So Rabosai, why does Rabbeinu Ephraim reject his Rebbe? Why does Rabbeinu Ephraim reject his Rebbe? That there's Eide Chasimetz Koris, good. And the Lashon of Mepnei Tikkun HaOlam doesn't seem to indicate right. In other words, the Riff, now that makes our point in the Riff that much more beautiful. When the Riff said Hani Mili B'Dieved, that the Riff is responding to the Raya of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that the fact that it says Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel indicates that Eide Chasim are not Karsi. Says the Riff, no! All that means is Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel that it's not L'chatchila but it's B'di'eved. So that's the back and forth over here that he says from the fact, there are two points Rabbeinu Ephraim makes. One is Benji's point, that the sound of Rabbi Lazar is always Eide Mesira. Point number two is that the Lashon Hiskin Rebbe Gamliel sounds like Eide Chasim is not Karsi, it's only there as a backup. Aye! Then how is it a backup? So the Rabbeinu Ephraim repeats the same thing as the Bali Tosas. Who could show me where the Mistama Behechsher Nasa of the Bali Tosas appears in the Ran's words of presenting Rabbeinu Ephraim? They say the exact same thing. Yes, Yosef K? That's right. When he says Mistama Amrina de Be'ed Misiras Liyada, we still haven't explained how that works, how you could say Mistama, but that's the same Yisrael. The Ran himself likes the Riff, and he brings many rayas to the Shita of the Riff. V'loini here, I don't agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim. Shall mi nismoch b'chazakazu? Who are we going to be so mechanis chazak? Im alo eidim achasumim bo. So what's the Ran attacking? The Ran is attacking this line that Yosef just pointed out. The Ega the Chasima Mestam Amri and the Beidim Esiras Liyada. Shall mean this Kama Chazakazu. Im ala Eidim Achosim Avov Halohim Kosvin Get Liish. All the Eidim do is they write the Get Liish. Va'af al Bishen Yishtolimo Va'afil Dina Sayon Kosvin. What does he mean that they write the Get Liish? Do the Eidim have to write the Get to the Ish? So what in the world does that mean?
They testify to the husband,
right? Yeah. What does it mean? Vafilu heim kosin get l'ish. What does that mean? Yeah, Yaakov Tzvi?
I think it means that they sign it, they give it back to the ball. And they give it back to the ball. And then the ball does whatever he wants. They don't know anything about the way to cross.
Right, that's his argument. But that's his argument. The Eide Chasima, all the Chasim Eide Chasimas do is they sign and they give it back to the Baal. So what do Eide Chasima do? Now that the Ran is bringing this up, what do Eide Chasima do? They do nothing. They do nothing. And what does he mean? V'aloim kosun get l'ish. They don't write the get. Last I checked, the Sofer, most Mishnayos say that the Sofer wrote the get. So if you will, this is a subcategory Tzarichim. In other words, we did the machlokas. We're going to see more of the machlokas, and now we're reading this line in the Ran, and we just want to understand Gupshan in the Ran, and this is going to be a Yisod Gadol and Gittin that we've already alluded to in the past. And we're now saying, you know, quote this line in your notes, quote this line in the Ran, and then say that we're just being masbir this line in the Ran, without dealing with the bigger machlokas of Afei de Mesira or not. What does the Ran mean in this line when he says, Valoim kosev get lish? That's not true. There are times Eidei Chasima are not kosev the get. That's number one. And number two is, you know what? What exactly are the Eidei Chasima doing altogether? Leaving aside whether they're kores or not. What are the Eidei Chasima altogether? What are they being made on? Yes, Benji.
Is it that some people hold that the signing of the get is a part of the writing of the get?
So that's correct. But we're within Rebbe Lazar. Within Rebbe Lazar now. So in Rebbe Meir, it's obvious that's that. But what about in Rebbe Lazar?
That when there is signatures on the get, it's also a part of the writing of the get itself.
How?
Because it also needs to be done for Shema.
That was the Rajba explaining Rebbe Lazar. That's true. But you're dealing with a Lashma angle. I'm asking what type of Eidus is this? What type of Eidus is this? You're right. That Rajba, by the way, is going to be important. And eventually it's going to be important. We're coming back to it. But I want... The Rajba is too much stuff for explaining this. There's something more basic than the Rajba's Chiddush. Just Pashit Pshat, which again, here the Masaira is very, very helpful in terms of explaining how this works. And once you have the Masaira, then it's a lot clearer. It, you don't have to go to Big Chidushin. Yes, Yosef Chaim?
When it says the Kosa, right, it's supposed to be the Baal writes to get, but it's not the Sofer, right? The Sofer, right? The Baal.
Very good. So the Sofer writes Betzivu Yabal, correct?
Eden Chasimrams are taking the role of Tzivu Yabal.
What does that mean, taking the role of Tzivu Yabal? What does that mean?
Right now,
you, by the way, Yosef Chaim, you're really on the right track. You're saying great, but I want you to say it right. Go ahead. What does it mean? In other words, you're in a new level now. It's already Chanukah time and Shana Bet. Now I expect you to be able to formulate well. So what do you mean? You're right. The word tzivui abal is good words. What is it? What do you mean by that? It's part of tzivui abal. What do you mean by that?
He wants to get to be lishma.
Okay.
So by tzivui abal, the sofer knows who he's writing, which isha he's writing the bal to.
Right. So what does that have to do with Aiden? Very good. What you described well is the way many Mefarshim, the Ramban and others, explain that Sivui Abal to the Sofer is, that's what creates Lishma. That when the Sofer writes with the Sivui Abal, then we know the Gezer and Lishma. What I'm bothered by is not how Tzivas HaGet works. What I'm bothered by is, what does the Ran mean by Lohem Kosen is connecting it to Eidus?
The sofer writes, like, really the sofer writes again. Same sort to hear, but really the ba, it's the cause of to the ba, but really the sofer writing the sofer writing again. I think the sofer, the ba sends shliach that he wants to get to be written.
Right.
So the Eidei Chasima play.
Eidei
Chasima play the role of the ba.
So there is. How do they play the role of the ba? Then they be posel. Then they be posel. They can't be the ba. Then they're no gei b'davar. Then they're eidim psulim. Wrong. You're halfway there. This is the point during Hanukkah time that I want you to be able to think these things through already. Yes, you delayed?
Isn't it all part of the same process?
So it's a fancy English word.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I see you're internalizing my Musar Shmuz about athletes. That's all about the process and not the result. Very good. But what does that mean here?
So yeah. Going on Yosef.
Yeah.
It's the Sivoy Abal to the Sofer. So it's the same thing with the Eid of Chasuma and the Yadar finishing the whole process up.
Yeah, but the word process to me is very, very morphic. It's very morphic. What do you mean? They're finishing the process up.
It was CY Baal to tell us over to write it.
So right.
Including in that,
including in
you need Eidim. Somehow you need Eidim.
Yeah.
Why? How? What? What does it mean that the Eidim are being kosev? What does all this mean? Yes, Yaakov? That's right. Yaakov internalized what Reb Chaim said. I'm really proud. I'm really proud that you didn't only think on your own. You internalized Reb Chaim. Beautiful. That what this means is that the signing the Eidei Chasima, what's our Masorah from Reb Chaim? That's Das HaMischayev with Eidim. The Eidim are being made on the Das HaMischayev of the Baal. So you are right that over here we need to know the Ratzon HaBaal. And the Eidim are being made on the Ratzon HaBaal. That's Das HaMischayev, the Eidus Bechsav. That's exactly, that's what the Ran is doing. Now this part, the truth is no one's going to disagree. But this is a case of where the Ran says something that's cryptic. Without a Messiah, it's hard to understand what the Ran means. That's what the Ran is saying. And that's what you call the process. But the process means there's a Das HaMischayev, a get. What's a get? A get is a Das HaMischayev with Eidus Bechsav. So now let's read it in the words of the Ran. It says the Ran like this. What is a get? What is a get? V'lo ni'ira shall mi nismoch b'chazok azu. Im alo eidim achos minbo, if it's on the eidim that are signing, v'alo heim kosvin get le'ish. They write. Now what does it mean they write? So the answer is that when the eidim sign, they're signing to the fact that there was a das hamischayev. V'alo heim kosvin get le'ish. They're the ones who are writing the get le'ish. Now the truth is, you could argue that in a subtle way, everybody got what I just said, right? Based on Yaakov. You could argue that these brackets are a little bit different than Reb Chaim's Lashon. Okay? So I'm going to give you now two pshat in the Ran. First pshat is what the Ran means, is Ran is saying is like this. How could the Eidei Chasima work as Eidei Mesira? At the end of the day, what are the Eidei Chasima doing? All the Eidei Chasima are doing is testifying to the Das HaMischayev of the Baal. V'nosnen lo. And they're giving it to him. Let me just finish the whole Ran's idea, and then I'll come back. I'll give you two ways of how to read the Ran. Va'al HaBaal, gam kenin lismoch. So all they did is they gave it back to the Baal. And the Baal gives it. So according to our first pshat, the Eidei Chasima are just being made on the Das HaMischayev of the Baal. Right? That's all they're doing. Baal gam kenin lismoch. You can't rely on the Baal. Da'atu kol megarish bebeidina the megarish. How do you know that the garishin took place in the appropriate way? V'chikol ame aretz yodin shalach yoreb liyazer begitin. How do we know that every husband knows that you need Eidei Mesira? U'mosav Eidei Mesira shalok kedar shar shem b'msarim bein olu v'natzma. How do you know that it was given over appropriately? So according to pshat number one, the way we're reading the Ran, is the Ran is saying like this. Eidos is Das HaMischayev with of Bichsav, that the Eidim are being made on the Das HaMischayev, but that doesn't testify about the Gerushin itself. It doesn't testify in the Gerushin itself. And therefore, to put in the broader context, the Ran is saying, I don't understand how the Eidei Chasima. I don't understand how the Eidei Chasima over here are going to step in to be a raya that there was Eidei Mesira. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, how do you read Hiskim Rebbe Gamliel, that the Eidei Chasima are proof that there was Eidei Mesira as well? How could the Eidei Chasima step in to be a proof? The Eidei Chasima disappear after their kosev, they are Eidus Bechsav of the Das HaMischayev. The Das HaMischayev doesn't prove that there was Mesiris HaGet. Unless you're going to say, as Aran himself is going to say, the Eidei Chasim are Karsi. But that's something else. That's not Rabbeinu Ephraim. The truth is, I'm not convinced that the words of Aran really support our Mesirah. Dahainu, that if you take a look, what did the Ran say? Va'lo hen kosvin get le'ish. They are kosev the get to the ish. It sounds like that here, the simple reading is that they are taking the place of the sofer, and they are writing what the sofer was instructed to do, le'ish, to the husband. Not Mei ha'ish, balish. So according to Reb Chaim, you have to say what Reb Chaim Tzvi is saying. And that is, li'ish means on behalf of the husband. That they're right there, they are solidifying the das ha'mischayev al pi halacha. They're solidifying the das ha'mischayev of the Baal, li'ish, on behalf of the ish. So, but the other way of reading it is that the Ran is saying a new chidush of what the Edom do. That the Edom take the role of the sofer, and really the sofer is b'makom ha'edim. And Edom says, but that's difficult. L'chura, this line has to be reread based on the way Reb Chaim taught us. And the Ran is making this exact point. So again, everybody understands what the Ran is doing in Lo Nehira. Who needs a repeat of what the Ran is doing over here in Lo Nehira? So far, so good, beautiful. V'oi, now I want to spend some time with you analyzing this line. V'oi, then another raya. Isa, if we hold the kol sheyesh edei chasima, any time that you have edei chasima anu somchim shebe edei mesira nimsar, if the bad leitosis are going to be correct, that once you have an edei chasima, then we rely on the fact that it was edei mesira nimsar. My high the farkina bereish mechilton kiboy man aitan devoy psi lishma mechasima lishma umaskina laolam Rebbe Lazari. We said in the Avdalit of Aleph that Rebbe Lazar also requires ksima chasim lishma. Asks the Gemara over there, v'chilo boy Rebbe Lazar chasim lishma yichad latech. The Gemara asks, laolam said laolam Rebbe Lazari, and the Gemara explains, v'chilo boy Rebbe Lazar chasim lishma. What's the case Rebbe Lazar doesn't require chasim lishma? Heichad lak Eidim. Then he'll rely on the Eidim Asira. Aval heichad hika Eidim. Boy! But if there are Eidim that sign and get, you need it. Dam Rabba Abba, mother of Lazar, Mizuyif Pitalka, Shu, Pasul. That Rabbi Elazar agrees that if it's Mizuyif Pitalka, it's Pasul. Shekivan she'ein hechshero ela machmas Eidim Asira, my Mizuyif Pitalka, Ika. Asks the Ran a fascinating shot. If I hold Eidim Chasima are not Karsi, like the Bali Tosas, then what's the problem? Moder of the laws of Mizuyef Mitao Foshu Apostle. Why is it possible? Eide Chasim are not Karis. Eide Chasim are not Karis. Pirish Lema continues the Ran. Isagi Lele Rabbi Lazar be Eide Chasima. If Rabbi Lazar holds, you could also use Eide Chasima Shapir. Then I understand that if it's Mizuyif Mitocho, it's going to be possible, it's not Lishma. Shekivan Sheheim HaKorsim, since they're Koreth, but Inan Sheyachdemu Lishma, then we need it to be signed Lishma. Aval Ein Echshero Ela Mishum Chazaka Shebeidim Esir Nimsar. Aval Im Ein Echshero Ela Mishum Chazaka Shebeidim Esir Nimsar. But if you're going to say, like the Bali Tosos, that it's just assuring us that it was given B'Mesira, Be'edos Mesira, because of the stum of the Hechsher Naseh, Kilo Chasim L'Shma, Ma'im Mizuyif Mitoch Ha'ika. So who cares whether the Chasim was done L'Shma? All we're doing is we're testifying on the stum of the Hechsher Naseh. So the Hechsher is what? That it was Ksiva L'Shma, was done with Eidei Mesira. Why do you need Eidei Chasim? Period. It's an awesome Raya. Zok the Heilige Ran. How does Moder Ablozim Zuif Mitocha work if you don't say Eide Chasim Rosa Karsi? If you say Eide Chasim Rosa Karsi, then it's beautiful. You have Eide Mesira. If you use Eide Mesira, then the Ksiva has to be Lishma. If you use Eide Chasima, then the Eide Chasima has to be Lishma. And therefore, if you have Eide Chasima Shalom Lishma, it's going to be Zuif Mitocha impossible. I don't care, by the way, if I'm even young, whether you had Eide Mesira or not. But at the end of the day, once you're using Eide Chasima, you're buying into that trap. If you're buying into that trap, then there has to be Lishma. But if you hold that Eide Chasima are just there, Mistama Behechsher Naseh, that all Eide Chasima are doing is testifying that the Eide Mesira were there, and that the get was written Lishma, so then the halach is that all you need is the get to be written Lishma. And why do you need Eide Chasima Lishma as well? They're not part of what Yehuda Leib correctly called the process. All they're doing is they're post facto coming along and saying that was Mestama the Echshar Naseh, but Lishma is not integral to the process. Rabbosai, how could we save the Bali Tosis and make the Bali Tosis elegant? Arya, you okay? It's good? Jason, it's good? How could we save? Zach?
I would just say the idea of the Rajma spoken. No. Put it down.
No, leave the Rajma. You're not wrong, but I want something a lot more simpler and a lot more elegant. Eventually, we're going to get to your point. You're being too fancy. There's something simple you can say, and you know what, Zach? What you're saying is so good. I'll call on you when I get there. But that's not. You're not thinking in pshat. You're thinking fancy. Could someone tell me in pshat? I'll give you a hint. Could someone tell me in pshat how the Bali Tosas will answer? you're convinced this is right? Eloy, you're convinced that you're right? I think Eloy's got it. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that we said was atu the chasima atu exival shalom shalom.
Very good. Say it inside as if you're near Tzishan. One day you're going to teach Torah. Say as if you're teaching it. Go ahead. Now read it inside in the Taisis and be Mazbir. Why don't you say Shir for 1 minute? Go ahead. What are you reading?
I'm reading the end of Tosfos.
Isaac meant to say the same thing. Beautiful. But you have. Okay, good. Beautiful, Isaac. Go ahead. Yeah, what Tosfos say?
Tosfos in the Bible says, Yeshamal.
In Divar Maschel Moda.
Yeah. יש לו, אבל מכל מקום, איקה למגזר, חתימה, אנטו כתיבה. ואם אין עושים חתימה לשמה, גזרין על פן לא יכתבו גם כתיבה לשמה. תגזר, איפה חתימה מול בי לשמה, תוסס קונסרנד, ולא זו בי קונסרנד, that also the כסיבה מול בי לשמה. And that's why he holds Mizir Pitoch, right. Even though he holds it in Mizir Pitoch.
According to Tosos, there's no raya from Moder Rebelozer. Hafuch. Everything adds up beautifully according to the Bali Tosos. According to the Ran's reading, Modem Mizuyif Mitocho is an inherent problem that the Chasima is not Lishma, and that's because he holds that you have two tracks, Chasima and Mesira. The Bali Tosos on the next Tosos disagree. The Bali Tosos hold there's only one track, Eidim Mesira. And Tosos to the point is stop. What does it mean when it comes to Mizuyif Mitocho? How in the world does Mizuyif Mitocho work? There's no Mizuyif Mitocho on Chasima, so Tosos says it's a Gzeira. Of Eide Chasima to Eide Mesira. Ha ha ha. That's Eide Chasima to Ksiva. Thank you. Eide Chasima to Ksiva. If that's so then you take the Ran's Kasha, and now we have a simple shtickle Torah. Tosis Lushitasam. Tosis Lushitasam will deflect the Ran's Raya. And Tosis will not learn Motim Zuyat Mitoko the way the Ran learns. Because Tosis holds that Eide Chasima are never Korets. If so, then Tosis' question was, how is it Modeh B'Mizuyif Mitocho as possible? How is a strong Kasha? To which Tosis answered, it's a Gzeira Chasima Atu Ksiva. So the Imamish Tosis L'Shitasam, it's going to be Kafta Referach. Comes along Zach, and now Zach says, there was another Teretz that we had in the Rishonim. Oh, what does it mean, Rav Lazar B'Mizuyif Mitocho? This is what Benji was referring to as well. But that's the complicated pshat. Before you get to the complicated pshat, you got to know the basic pshat. Comes along Zach, and Zach says, well, I don't know how you want to say it, Zach, and I'm going to be tough on you like I've been tough on everybody else today. You want to say something about a Rajba, or this, or that? You have something good to say, but I'm going to be tough and make sure it's going to be good.
I want to say that the Rajba...
You want me to give you until tomorrow? Because we're out of time anyhow. So they're saved by the bell?
I'm leaving at 6:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Raja says the idea that once you write something on the get, that's how he explains why Rabbi Elazar is involved in it. Because once you write it, it becomes, in a sense, a piece of the Ksiva continuation. Therefore, you run to Rabbi. Now, Rabbi's probably going to say,
Wait. So, what do you want? No, I just want to understand what you're saying. I'm not yet going on the counterattack.
Okay. So
I just want to know what you're saying. Don't be defensive. Slow. Okay. So, according to the Rajba, you want to say what according to the Rajba? We had a Rajba on that Tosfos. So, what do you want to say based on that Rajba?
Once you have people sign on it, it becomes part of the Ksiva in a sense.
Okay.
Great. Therefore, if they are not done the Shema, therefore the Ksiva is not done the Shema, therefore the problem is over.
And therefore, good.
And therefore, why do you want to bring that up
in the Ran?
Because the Ran is trying to say, oh, why does it matter if it's just about Chazakah? So it doesn't matter. Once it's saying that, if it is there for Chazakah, why does it affect the Eidim Mesira? it has no effect on them. However, he's saying, if you take the point of
I lost you. I just don't understand what you're saying anymore. Okay. I lost you. I'll give you one more chance. You said over the Rajba correctly. Why do you, in what ways do you want to use the Rajba now in the Rani? You want to bring the Rajba as a Raya, as a Kasha, as a different Teretz?
As a contradiction to the Rana proof for
contradiction to the Tosis doesn't need any proof. Tosis is Tosis really shiny. I think what you want to do is the following. What you want to point out is that according to the Rajba, there's another understanding of Mizuyif Mitocha. That's correct. That point is correct. That you didn't say that, but the, you knew that the Rajba said something, and the Rajba might be relevant. But the Rajba would be another Malach, but stronger than that, Rabosai. I want you for tomorrow to show me how the Rajba rejected the Rajba. You didn't say any of that, how the Rajba rejected it. The Rajba actually rejects the Ran's pshat. In that Rajba on Daf Daled Amud Aleph, the Mirtzah Hashem tomorrow will pick up with that.